A terrific day in prospect, Michael, and with 75,000 quid in the pot for the feature, the Sky Bet Chase, a really competitive renewal in prospect, although there are a few I's to dot and T's to cross first.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. We were thrilled with the initial entries for the Sky Bet Chase, and you know it looks like we're going to have a really good competitive field. We've got a few of the big trainers from the south coming up. We should have some good jockeys riding, and we've got some real class horses running in the race. So yeah, absolutely delighted. Looking forward to it. Looks like the weather's hopefully going to be kind to us. We've been a little bit unlucky. We had a great winner in 2012 in Calgary Bay. Unfortunately, was abandoned last year, but hopefully if the weather forecasts right, we're going to get a really good race and hopefully maybe a point or two, possibly the Cheltenham Festival and even the Grand National at Aintree in April.
Paul Nichols with Unionist and Sam Winner has a very strong hand.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Paul, previous champion trainer, Union East, won a big race earlier on in the year, the listed race at Aintree, eighth in the Lexus, but wasn't beaten far. And Sam Winner, obviously, a very, very good hurdler and ran well beating LeBec at Cheltenham. So, you know, he's got two key runners in the race. I'd be surprised if they both ran, but it's certainly if one of them runs, I'm sure that will go off favourite. And then we've got other good horses in there, Knight of Milan, Caught by Surprise, Mart Lane. We've got some course and distance winners. We've got plenty of horses in good form, which obviously makes for a really good handicap.
And let us not forget, we also have, we hope, the Grand National winner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, we've got, we've got the likes of Harry the Viking, who, would relish a trip. And, you know, other horses that, you know, in time could certainly be Grand National horses. Certainly, a couple of years ago, Calgary Bay and Shakalaka Boom Boom, they both ran in our race and then went on to run in the National and both ran fairly well. We've had the likes of Simon that's run well in won our race and then gone on to the National. We've had Anna Cordian, who won and then went on to win at the Festival. So it's a real point to this race. And, you know, obviously, it's always the ground's decent at Doncaster. It's a very fair track and we're absolutely delighted and absolutely really looking forward to Saturday and a cracking card.
And it should be said also that Nicky Henderson had a bag full, and it looks as though the mayor, Roberto Goldback, will represent him, and people will see, well, maybe that's the tip in itself, given the fact that he had various other alternatives.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Nicky Henderson's got a tremendous record in these handicaps. You know, he's can sort of cherry pick which horses he wants to go for which races. Like you said, you know, it's a really big pot. This, it's £75,000, total prize money. So you'd be expecting that, he's bound to, have picked this horse and, really sort of thought that this could be the right horse for this race. You know, I think it's a fascinating runner, and again, could be a Grand National horse. Was certainly touted as a Grand National horse last year.
Well, of course, you get the chance to look at Cheltenham previews over the course of the next few weeks. The main one at Doncaster following the Grimthorpe on the 1st of March. But Cheltenham Clues could come in supporting races over the course of this weekend, Michael, and no more so than in this Lightning Novices Chase on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. A real pointer or potential pointer for the Arkle. You know, the likes of Champagne Fever might not go for the Arkle. That's favourite at the moment. We've got two horses here who entered in Grand Douai and Rock on Ruby, who are both sort of hovering around between sort of 12 and 20 to 1 with the majority of bookmakers. They're both around about 14, 16s with ourselves. If one of them were to really stamp their authority on this race, particularly Rock on Ruby, who's very unexposed, he could propel himself to very near the front of the market, particularly with his form at his good form at Cheltenham in previous years. And then we've got this Alan King horse, Valdez, who was incredibly impressive, jumped beautifully at Newbury, and you know, should he win and win well, then again, another horse who could stamp his authority and could easily be single figures for the Arkle on the first day at Cheltenham.
So it is at the moment, at the start of the week, 7-1 the field you went for the Sky Bet Chase, the blue ribbon of two great days at Town Moor this weekend. Is there any reason to think it won't be 6 or 7-1 the field by race time? It looks as wide open as that, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, really wide open at the moment. Obviously, when running plans firm up, if the likes of Union East is confirmed a runner, I'm sure that price will come in a little bit, because he does look the class horse in the race and still open to bags of improvement. We could even have a horse running in the Sky Bet Chase. It could go on and run in the Gold Cup, but at the moment, Mike, it certainly looks wide open, and we're really looking forward to a really good competitive handicap at Doncaster on Saturday.